With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here in Central Texas, blood supplies have reached the critical stage, or at least, Nick, they had 10 days ago when we scheduled this interview. I guess that probably hasn't changed in the past 10 days?
No, it has not. In fact, the situation has probably gotten only more critical. As we've seen across Central Texas with the spike in COVID-19 hospitalizations and cases, so have the requests for convalescent plasma to treat the patients being admitted to hospitals.
Okay, that is kind of a surprise to me. I didn't know that blood, or at least part of the blood, was being used in coronavirus treatment, but you're saying that is the case.
Yeah, so in early April, the FDA approved the use of convalescent plasma to treat COVID-19 patients. So what that means is collecting plasma from individuals who have developed COVID-19 and then gone on to recover from it. So their plasma possesses antibodies that can be used to treat current COVID-19 patients to help them get better. That kind of treatment has been approved for use during prior pandemics or prior outbreaks of new viruses. So it was used during Ebola and SARS. And so we're using it now because there hasn't been an official or treatment developed yet for COVID-19.
That's Nick Canedo with We Are Blood. I don't think I got a chance to introduce you this time here on Inside Austin. Nick, I appreciate you joining us to help us get through the information. Thanks for being on again today.
Thanks for having me.
So coronavirus has created more of a need than usual, if I'm hearing you correctly. That's the case?
Yes, from two different angles. So on one hand, COVID-19 patients themselves need more convalescent plasma. So that's plasma collected from recovered COVID-19 patients. And those individuals who have recovered can come to weareblood.org, submit a qualification form, and if they qualify, become a convalescent plasma donor who is directly helping COVID-19 patients in Central Texas. On the other side, we need regular whole blood and platelet donations from folks who do not have COVID-19 or have not had COVID-19 because there has been a significant decrease in donations during the pandemic due to the cancellation of many, many, many mobile blood drives. So mobile blood drives comprise about half of the donations we collect for our community. And as you can imagine, when many of the stay-at-home orders were issued, when many businesses closed up and schools went to remote learning, those are our traditional blood drive hosts who are no longer able to host blood drives. So we are operating some blood drives, but not enough, which means that every appointment really matters at our donor centers and still active mobile drives.
So you did say that if you don't have coronavirus or didn't have coronavirus, that you are encouraged to try to donate because not everybody's a candidate, I guess. What about for people who have had the virus, coronavirus, COVID-19, and they have recovered? Is there something, are they now off the list, or can you use parts of their blood for anything?
Yeah, so those individuals who have recovered from COVID-19 and had a lab-tested diagnosis, or maybe now they have a positive result from an antibody test, can get in touch with us to become convalescent plasma donors and supply black plasma that is used to treat patients in real-time, COVID-19 patients fighting for their lives in Central Texas. Now, if they're not interested in becoming convalescent plasma donors or do not have that testing, which we know was a struggle to get at the beginning of the pandemic, if they haven't had symptoms for at least 28 days, you can become a regular whole blood or platelet donor. If you're interested in becoming a convalescent plasma donor, you just need to be have not had symptoms for at least 14 days.
Now, Nick, help me out with the plasma donation. Is that where you take the pint out, separate it into its parts, and put part back in?
That's exactly correct. It's very similar to a platelet donation where your blood is a portion of your blood is removed, centrifuged, and then other parts are removed to you while the useful part for the procedure, meaning the plasma in this case, is kept.
Nick, I think this brings up an interesting point. We're all trying to figure out how we can deal with this thing and maybe how can we help. And beyond just washing our hands and wearing a mask, this may be an opportunity for somebody who can help the greater good, help the cause against coronavirus. But even beyond that, because, you know, blood obviously is used for a lot of things, not just recovery from COVID-19. Can you, Nick, talk about some of the other things that the blood is used for that's donated to We Are Blood?
Definitely. So outside of the COVID-19 patients, blood transfusions are used daily at hospitals. They've calculated before that 1 out of 5 patients admitted to a hospital will require a blood transfusion. So people requiring blood transfusions are accident victims, surgical patients, cancer patients who are receiving treatments, and even new mothers and babies who are experiencing difficult birth.
And this is kind of a sidebar. I just thought about this. I'm an organ donor. Do they take my blood, too, as they take my organs? Is that an option?
I don't think that's a part of the procedure, but it's incredibly important to become an organ donor as well if you feel comfortable with it.
Maybe they should. Did I just come up with a medical
United Tissue Resource? I'm sorry.
Have I just come up with a medical breakthrough? Maybe they should do that for those of us.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about
that. We have many of our dedicated blood and platelet donors who are also registered organ donors. So it's an incredibly positive thing. And to round out everything, you can even become volunteer for the bone marrow registry, which is another opportunity.
But there's really for those of us who are organ donors, we don't have to wait until we pass in order to do some good. We could roll up our sleeves and make a donation. We can give a pint sooner rather than later, right?
Definitely. We supply blood to over 40 hospitals and clinics across Central Texas, and we are the sole provider of that blood resource for the community. We need to collect around 200 donations a day to meet that normal need like we discussed. But of course, that's incredibly challenging during the pandemic with the canceled blood drives, and then with some individuals who are either at risk or do not feel comfortable coming out to donate. But right now, donating blood is still incredibly safe. We're an essential operation during the pandemic. We've implemented many additional safety measures to keep our donors safe and our staff safe. So those things are like frequent cleaning. So we're frequently cleaning our common areas in our donor centers, but then the donor beds, squeeze balls, and even the interview booths are cleaned after each individual donor. We have mandatory masks or face coverings for our donors and our staff. We also have mandatory appointments right now. Normally, we accept walk-ins, but having mandatory appointments ensures that we can kind of control donor crowding a little better and ensure social distancing.
And if somebody wants to make an appointment or find out more information, or I guess there's a pre-screening process, remind me again of the website, Nick.
WeAreBlood.org. You'll be able to find an FAQ about various blood donation criteria. You'll be able to make an appointment. But if you're concerned about travel or medication, making an appointment, we will walk you through the entire process before you're ready to go. So we will always ensure that you are healthy and ready to donate before you're going to donate.
Nick, I think it's an easy sell for people who've donated blood because we know how easy and relatively painless it is, and quick, really. But maybe for anybody who's never done it, there's probably a lot of fear. I know before I did it the first time, there was a lot of fear. What can you say to those people to kind of assuage their fears?
Yeah, so the blood donation process is pretty quick. So for a regular whole blood donation, it's about 45 minutes, but that's the entire process from registration to hanging out in the canteen and getting a snack and drink after your donation. The donation process itself is really only around 15 minutes. There's just a slight pinch when the needle is inserted before the blood process is drawn. It begins. Normally, you're just sitting in the bed for about 15 minutes while the donation is happening. You can play on your phone, read a book, or even watch one of the TVs in our centers. So it's a real safe process, but we do understand that that fear exists for people who are unfamiliar with it.
Yeah, and I'll add, too, that I've done it in the past, and it's not as scary as I had imagined it to be. And most things in life aren't as scary as you imagine them to be. And this is one of those things. They put the needle in your arm. It doesn't hurt. It pinches a little bit. Maybe it stings a little bit, but it doesn't hurt. It's not painful. And then, you know, you're only there for about 15 minutes. So it's a lot easier maybe than you think it is. And it doesn't hurt as badly as you think it does. So if fear is the reason why you're not giving, then maybe that's not a very good reason.
Yeah, I mean, you can be assured that once you experience the process for yourself, you'll realize it's not a scary experience. We have plenty of very dedicated blood donors who come in as soon as they're eligible again after each donation. And some even report that it's a little bit of me time for themselves. They can guilt-free get out of the house and just have some calm time to themselves.
Yeah, get away from the kids. And Nick, you're only taking a pint, right? And we have like six in our bodies. Is that the case?
Yes, it's only a certain amount per donor, and it's the same for every donor. So that's why we do have some weight requirements. So you are required to be at least 115 pounds. And we also have an age requirement as well. You have to be 17 years or older.
And if you think about maybe it's paying it forward, because, Nick, I think we've talked before in the past that at some point there's a pretty good chance I might need some blood.
Absolutely. I mean, when I mentioned that one out of five patients who are admitted to hospitals need a blood transfusion, that could very easily be either one of us or one of our family members or friends or loved ones. And so blood donation is really something that links our entire community together, because when you're making a donation, it doesn't discriminate by politics, religion, or anything. It's just to help another person in need in your community.
It's quick. It's easy. It's pretty painless. Yeah, if you'd like to give a pint, again, supplies are critically low. Nick, what in the last, say, 60 seconds we've got, what would you like to add to the conversation today?
Another great thing to do is if you're interested in hosting a mobile drive with one of your communities, get in touch with us, and you can find a contact email on our website as well. We're looking for mobile blood drive hosts.
And what if people can't, for whatever reason, give a pint? Does your organization also accept donations?
We accept monetary donations, and we also have volunteers, too. So regular, more traditional volunteers who come and help out with either transporting blood between our donor centers and our lab at our main center, or going out and sitting in our canteen areas and really just chatting with donors when they're in recovery to make sure everything's going smoothly for them.
All right, that's Nick Canedo with We Are Blood. It's weareblood.org. Nick, I appreciate you joining us once again here on Inside Austin.
Thank you for having me back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.